It's really a repeat of what we saw 10 and 20 years ago of workshops, right? Where basically it if you're not careful, you risk not giving your employees enough credit, where you think that just because they're creating something that they're happy, and it doesn't really matter what happens afterward. Trust me, today's employee is mature enough and entrepreneurial enough to understand that if something doesn't have any legs, that it wasn't a good use of their time. And it is quite dangerous to, I don't care if you're in, you know, 1995 and putting people in workshops with funny hats, or if you're, you know, in 2017 running an innovation competition, input-output really matters to these people, and it should, right? It should. We ask of them to give their entrepreneurial energy and their creativity. And so so really it goes back to that idea of putting structure and guidelines. I think it was Lorne Michaels, who's the producer of Saturday Night Live, someone once asked him, was there ever, was network TV ever too constraining? And the answer was kind of as you said, no, there is no creativity without constraint. There is no creativity, right? You can, in the open air, it just kind of goes really wide. So there has to be some work done up front and some communication of what is going to happen, and that maybe only one or two things may come out, and what will success look like? And frankly, and I think this is the next wave of these things, or hopefully where this gets to, is the idea that often killing an idea is just as valuable as supporting one. But I think there's this myth out there that innovation is this linear launch process. That, yeah, you know, you do a couple iterative cycles to get to the right answer, but once you have it, you go sky high. But when those who run innovation teams or are trying to advance innovation in an organization know that they often have about 10 to 15 competing capabilities and projects and resources. And the idea that you have to manage those things like a portfolio, and that not everything is going to launch into space. You have to make bets and allocate resources from left to right. That's actually the job of the innovator in a commercial environment. And those competitions, without being constrained by often strategy or without being constrained by resources, are very artificial.